Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The humanitarian impact of the hostilities in Gaza has been cataclysmic and is worsening daily, according to the United Nations. More than 1 million people in Gaza are projected to face catastrophic levels of food insecurity by the end of May, and famine in the northern part of Gaza is imminent, said Tor Wennesland, UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process. He noted that a number of starvation-related fatalities have already been reported. The United States continues to work to surge humanitarian assistance to Gaza, said Robert Wood, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the United Nations.
The reality is that children are starving to death in Gaza because humanitarian assistance can't reach them. Children should not be dying of malnutrition in Gaza, or anywhere else for that matter. 100% of the population of Gaza is experiencing severe levels of acute food insecurity.
While the ceasefire we are working towards would be the best, most immediate way to surge humanitarian assistance, it is not the only way, said Ambassador Wood.
We continue to coordinate international efforts to establish a maritime corridor, and that includes support for the U.S. military mission to construct a temporary pier as an additional channel for aid. We also continue to airdrop assistance into Gaza. This maritime corridor and airdrops are additive and not a substitute for essential land access needed into and throughout Gaza to respond to the imminent famine.
In the meantime, we continue to advise the Israeli government against mounting a military ground operation against Rafah. It risks killing more civilians. It risks wreaking greater havoc with the provision of humanitarian assistance, said Ambassador Wood. Finally, we reiterate our support for long-term peace and security in Israel and in Gaza.
As Secretary Blinken has said, Gaza cannot be used as a platform for terrorism. There can be no displacement of its population. There can be no reduction in its territory or reoccupation by Israel. And we agree that this requires a path to two states with real security guarantees for Israel.
This, however, also requires real reform of the Palestinian Authority. And although we have seen some initial steps in that direction, more is needed. Revitalizing the PA with a better, more representative government, including Palestinians from Gaza, is critical to achieving the vision of Gaza united with the West Bank under the Palestinian Authority.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.